And we're back with Worship Pack Rick, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton with Rod, Monique, and Mariana, and John, and one and only Steve Seiler.
Yeah,
and this
Steve's
is our exposed segment.
Doing things a little differently.
For you listeners out there that know what's going on with our exposed segment, we're actually going to do a special exposed. We're actually going to get into a little bit why Steve's in studio with us.
And yes. We just love Steve so much, we want him to stay.
So, Rod, you were saying earlier as far as that goes, some of the topics that you want to actually address why we're
one
here.
Of the key things coming from the workshop and hearing your heart, Steve, having to do with music, but in particular worship, and that for me as a worship leader, mm-hmm. I can see how worship has developed. We've got excellence in worship. We've got media. We've got great bands. We're doing all these great things. Where is worship supposed to go? And then I hear about music for the soul. So talk about that. Where's music and worship headed?
Well, you know, obviously it would be very arrogant of me to say where it's headed. I can only tell people where the opportunities are.
Right.
How was that?
That sounded so great,
didn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm a writer, you know.
Yeah.
I work
that.
With words. Well, the point that I made Saturday that I want to make to your listeners is, you know, we've done a pretty good job on the vertical worship. Mm-hmm. On mm-hmm. The great commandment is love God and love your neighbor. We're doing pretty good on the love God part. Mm. But we haven't done much in the way of what I call horizontal worship.
Mm. I love that phrase.
Which mm-hmm. is, there are people in the pews on the left and right of you who came in and they're having a tough life. Everybody's having a tough yep. life. Everybody's carrying something. And we're not reaching out to those needs, I think, as we could through our music. Mm-hmm. And so what I want to talk to your younger listeners about is if they're going to be writing music for the body of Christ, to consider writing songs that are about the truth that we're all living.
Because the truth will set us free.
Right. We say the truth will set us free, and then we don't tell it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Preach.
I think what we need to do is we need to say, hey, it's great to write the holy, holy, holy stuff. That's mm-hmm. great. But we have an awful lot of that. Mm-hmm. And what if we focus some of our attention on the second commandment, which is to love your neighbor as yourself? When Jesus was on the cross.
Okay, so can you give us an example?
His arms were outstretched, right? Because
right.
he had the people on both sides of him, and he was reaching out. And so I think if we're going to love our neighbors as ourselves, if we're going to do the great commandment, all of it,
yep.
the second part is that horizontal worship. So that becomes writing a song like the one 18-year-old boy did for us, where he wrote a song about his own struggle with pornography because he wanted to share that was his story and that he'd had victory there over that struggle because he wanted other young men to have victory over that mm-hmm. struggle. That's an example to me of horizontal worship.
Yeah, but you know, that won't play well on Sunday morning. I just want to let you
sure
know that.
Sure it will. Sure it will.
Most churches in America, you know what I'm saying? It's not holy, 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 and so they're having a trouble with
you want to fill up the pews, talk about sex and money. Come on.
That's right. Especially in Hollywood.
That's what exposed
but that's
about.
Exactly right. That is where it needs to go. But that is something that's new, I think, that the Holy Spirit's doing new these days, is he's causing people to realize we've got great worship. Jesus loves us. Now what are we doing about it?
Well, you don't change the world by doing the same thing over and over again. So.
That's for sure. Mm. Well said.
Yeah. Hit the nuggets.
Bing! Yeah. Well, and I think also what we do is we make ourselves irrelevant to the culture mm-hmm. when we continue to just, you know, just picture somebody who comes in who's not saved, and they come into church on a Sunday morning, and all the music is vertical, and they're going, what are these guys talking about?
Exactly.
Holy, worthy is the
Why
Lamb.
Connect? Yeah.
What is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they walk out, and we've lost an opportunity.
Yeah. Wow.
Because we didn't talk about anything that's going on in their lives.
Another phrase that you said that totally struck me is, never write a lyric that you wouldn't say. You know, that just makes sense to me. You don't say...
If you wouldn't say it, don't sing it.
Yeah.
Make your lyrics conversational. And
right.
if you do that, then you have a chance to resonate with real people who are living real lives.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, plus, I went to the seminar, and the one thing that stuck for me that you said as well is the simple fact that write stuff that is truth, like you were just saying, because then... people will get it. People will respect it and relate, and actually it can speak to...
Yeah, identify right what you know.
Yeah, like it speaks to so many more levels. Like you were talking about, you wrote a song for a specific cause, but...
because it was so general truth.
Other people, right. it affected their life.
Yeah.
Yes, one of the things that I've learned over the years is that if you write a song and you play it and there are 500 people in the room, there are 500 versions of that song being heard because mm-hmm. everybody brings themselves and their own story to the listening experience. Mm-hmm. So what you want to do is you want to tell a universal truth. You want to bring yourself to it completely vulnerable, completely open. Mm-hmm. And in sharing that universal truth and the way you've experienced it, others will meet you there. And they'll bring their story to that truth. And so that what winds up happening is that you're having impact all around the room, and people will come up to you as they've come up to me and said, you know, when you wrote that song about, and I'm like, I have no idea what this person is talking about. But it doesn't matter, because the point is something that I shared about my story and about the truth as I've experienced it resonated for them.
Right. God was able to use it.
So then songwriting is the most vulnerable version of yourself, the most truthful?
I actually tell young writers, unless you're willing to rip your chest open and put your heart on the table and let other people stomp around in it, you're never going to get to anything anybody needs to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM, and we are in studio with Steve Seiler, Dove Award-winning writer, musician, singer, songwriter, you
pianist,
name it.
Pianist, composer.
You name it, composer, producer.
Arranger, mixer.
Partridge in a pear tree.
Go to musicforthesoul.org, and you'll be able to see you aspiring writers out there that are looking for some encouragement and some support and some kind of way to be able to find out of getting connected also. You can connect with Steve there on his site at musicforthesoul.org.
Yeah, and that's what we want to help support with our vision and ministry of Worship Factory, is exactly that creative spirit, that creative process. We want to try to help where we can.
Right, connect so, people.
Yeah, check
go
out
to the
Worship,
website.
Yeah, worshipfactory.net. Get connected.
Speaking of the website, just to let our listeners know, Exposed, our webpage, is under construction at the moment. So if you have any ideas or comments or anything you want to see on the site, now is the time to tell us. So send us a comment by email at exposed@worshipfactory.net.
You know, another thing we always want to do, again, with Worship Factory is continue to expose, if you would, ministries that are doing amazing things that are out there. I think it's so important for us to connect each other. You know, we're a lot stronger in numbers, and the body of Christ seems to fragment itself to where that this is my ministry over here, and this is my ministry over there, and this is his ministry over there, and we forget that we're all in the same ministry.
Right.
If you're a Christian, as far as that goes, and you've been called by the Holy Spirit to do something, we are called by the Holy Spirit to connect with each other. Mm-hmm. In order to support each other in what they're doing. So I only tell you that because of the fact that Worship Factory, you will hear times where we'll get people in studio with us, whether it's an artist or whether it's a writer or whether it's a ministry or whether it's a pastor or whether it's a new church that's planted, whatever it may be out there that we will support, because our belief at worshipfactory.net is to connect each other, no matter what you're doing, support what they're doing. It's not about Kempton Rod and Monique, John and Mariana. Mm-hmm. This is about Jesus Christ.
Right.
We cannot do enough. I mean, if you're not doing something, you're not doing enough. Whatever it is, do it and let God tell you it's not right before you don't do it. You know, because a lot of us get caught in that trap by saying, well, I don't know what I'm going to do or what I can do, or you know what? I don't want to step on anybody's toes. Step on somebody's toes.
Well, they wait.
They'll tell
they
you
wait
it hurts.
For God. Yeah, though they wait for God to kind of show him the way, but if you're not moving forward, he's not going to show you anyway. I mean,
you know, we talk all
the
time.
Will appear.
Well, on the other side, though, he does say, be still and know that I'm God. Wait patiently for him. And so, you know, it is important to hear
God's
word.
Okay, come on, Steve, chime in on that.
Well, can I just say, you know, the scripture does not say be frenetic and constantly entertained and know that I am God.
Right.
And so if you're a creative, you need to set aside time to be still. That's a scriptural command. It's Psalm 46:10.
Amen.
And in doing so, you will hear not only the voice of God, but you'll be able to discover your own voice. If you got the ear pods in, you're listening to music, and you're on your laptop, and you got the television on, you're probably not going to, I mean, there might be a miracle in the middle of the room. You're going to miss it.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make time to listen, to be a good artist, because you're going to be able to then speak out of what you've experienced and give back. If you hear nothing, there's nothing for you to give.
The word that pops in my head is vessel. God calls us to be a vessel, and you don't, you know, a pot, you know, you it's used. Things come in, things come out, and it's, you know, my goal is to never be stagnant, is to be, okay, take what you want, fill me up, take what you want, fill me up.
You don't
want to
clog up your U-joint.
That's right.
For all you plumbers out there. We're back to the plumbing.
And he did say U-joint, Mariana, so don't worry about that. He did say U-joint.
Hardy har har.
And this is our Exposed segment on KKLA 99.5 FM at Worship Factory Radio. And again, you are listening to Kempton, Rod, Monique, Mariana, John.
The whole gang.
That's a big family. We're all here.
If you're thinking there's a lot of us in here, you're right.
It's a party with Steve and
there is a ton of us here.
Monique finally made it as far as that goes. You know, typically late as she is.
Hey,
was obviously out doing something.
That artist mentality.
Limousine couldn't get her early enough or something, whatever it was.
They had a height requirement to get in the building.
Where's bodyguard. Steve? Real as hell. They're going crazy.
Oh, my goodness. They really abuse you, don't they?
They do. Hey,
that's a whole other series.
Hey, before we wrap up, because we're getting close to the end
vertically
of the
challenged CD.
Listen, it's really important that our listeners know that there's something out there for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know somebody's listening right now that's hurting, that's going through something. And I would just invite you, musicforthesoul.org. That I know websites shouldn't have the answers, but there are such wonderful ways of being healed and hearing from God available through the music there, that I got to tell you straight up, if you're listening, you probably need to check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a whole series. And again, go to musicforthesoul.org. Check out all the different CDs that Steve has written, been involved in, different musicians has actually formed on. You were listening early with Mandy Pinto, one of our worship leaders, the worship leader up at Real Life Church. I tell you, you just can't. We are so blessed to have guests like this in
thank
studio,
you,
and we can't
Steve.
Thank you enough.
Ooh,
thank you for having me today, guys.
Thank you so
blessings
much. We'll be doing this again, as far as that goes, with Steve sometime down in the future. So you are listening to Worship Factory Radio at KKLA 99.5. Get connected, stay connected. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Love you guys.